Hey, will you vote for Outside the Box? Today's topic is a fair choice. We're in election season, especially since 2000. Many of us have stopped taking the freeness and fairness of elections for granted. I'm sure this year won't be any exception. Will corporate spending dominate the presidential and congressional races? Can a candidate without personal wealth or wealthy backers win a federal or even a state race? Will candidates even have much control over how campaigns are run, or will it be independent political action committees that determines who wins and loses? Will the media give equal time to all candidates? Will it scrutinize their claims and distinguish fact from fiction? Will it be reporting accurate and complete results? In my view, elections are no longer about who's a better candidate, or even who has the best grassroots organization, but rather, who has the most money, who can create the best image, and who can successfully sling mud against their opponents, whether true or false. Personally, I don't believe elections are a good way to choose a government. I've suggested in the past Outside the Box that selections be by lot, pulling a name out of a hat. But for those who do believe elections are a good method, maybe it's time for a whole new election system, one that encourages people to vote, that gives them candidates worth voting for, that enables anyone to run who thinks they can do a good job, and that gives every candidate an almost equal chance of winning by taking the influence of money out of elections. Officials in many states are requiring photo IDs to register to vote, and some are removing names from the voting rolls for possibly partisan reasons. Another question is, will everyone who wants to vote be able to actually cast a ballot? In some states, such as Maine, we have a pretty good system for access to voting. Anyone over 18, including prisoners, can register even on election day to cast a ballot. If we just adopted that system in all states and lowered the voting age, maybe many younger people who are interested in voting would be able to vote. That would be a good start. One reason so few people actually vote, between 50-70% of registered voters, even in presidential elections, is because many don't find anyone worth voting for. If we want a massive turnout of voters with lots of enthusiasm, we need to change the process so there are more choices on the ballot. That way, almost everyone can find someone worth supporting. If each candidate for an office were allocated the same relatively small amount of money, and only that money, say $100,000 for a U.S. House candidate or $5 million for the presidency, that would make the field fairly level. The money could be spent as they chose to run a popular grassroots campaign. Think of a race with different runners, all having the same distance to run, the same equipment, and the same conditions in which to run. As part of their license to operate, the media would also have to devote significant public service time and space to publishing each candidate's position statements on important issues. They would have to publicize and televise debates of all candidates. They would also be prevented from publishing polls ahead of the election and from announcing results and winners until all polls were closed and voting ended. It's a cinch that most corporations, wealthy individuals, and media would not support this emphasis on having a level playing field for elections, because they would lose power and influence, and, for the media, a cash cow. So, the public would need to demand a culture of fair and clean elections to give these ideas even a remote chance of success. Do you think these proposals would improve the election process? I'm Larry Danziger, still hoping to find someone worth voting for in November.